let's have some fun. Let's find out what's going on in this beautiful town of Racine. Actually, it's the city of Racine. And with me from the Downtown Racine Corporation, Yolanda Coleman is here, the events manager. And usually we have, what's her name? She's...
Kelly.
Kelly Cruz, yeah. One time you're not here, we forget who you are. Kelly Cruz.
We can never forget Kelly.
But we invited you, and I'm glad because you seem like a nice, happy person. That's the thing. You got to be happy and good, you know, happy in this job.
Yes.
Because what you're doing is you're serving the people of Racine who want to have fun, and you're going to design their fun for them. And there's a lot of events here coming up this year.
Yes, we have a lot of good events, Don.
You don't even need to leave town to go on vacation. You can have what they call a staycation.
Yes, you can. Staycation right here in Racine.
Who came up with that dopey for me?
It's a really good saying. And I'll tell you, here in Racine, you can really come upon a lot of great events. We have a lot going on this summer. Well, actually, not even summer. This whole year, we have a lot of great events going on.
All right, let's start in with January. It's cold. What can you do in a cold month? Well, on January 24th, you've got the Burr Crawl. What
is
that?
I love the way you did that, Burr Crawl. Yeah, so Burr Crawl is happening January 24th. Come on down. We are having, it's kind of like a pub crawl, Don. So it's basically you come and you get to sample over 10 different hot spiked beverages. So, and then the great thing about it is that you will be shuttled around. You get a free shuttle to go to all the different locations. We're not going to leave you out there in the cold to, you know, walk it. We will actually have a shuttle that will loop around those 10 locations and shuttle you back and forth.
Well, with all that alcohol in you, you're not going to be cold.
That is very true. But then also on the bus, we will have prizes. We have giveaways. We'll have trivia. We'll have a lot of fun on that bus while you go from point A to point B.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, so that's coming up January 24th. Do you have to register for anything or just show up? How does
that
work?
Just show up. Now, the other part to this is that there is, if you bring a donation, new pair of socks, or a gently used coat. If you donate any one of those, you will be put into a drawing to win a prize pack over $200.
Whoa!
So that's a plus to come on down and donate to help someone else that's in need.
You know, at the Golden Globe Awards the other day, all the presenters and also the people who won got a little package. Okay. You know, the little... I forget what they call those bags.
The little swag bag.
Yeah, their swag bags were valued at $1 million.
Can I have one, please?
I don't want to win the award. I just want to present the award. Could you imagine? What is in that bag?
What could possibly be in
unless
a million-dollar
jewelry
swag
in there or something. But $1 million
in
that?
I would like to find out, Don.
But you can get a $200 one.
Yeah, but hey, you know, come on down. Okay. Burr Crawl happening on January the 24th.
The Burr Crawl. Okay, now in February, it's also another cold one, the Chili Ice Walk.
Yes.
What's that?
Chili Ice Walk. So Chili Ice Walk is all about coming downtown Racine and sampling a lot of different chilies. Okay, so come hungry. This is a really fun, family-friendly event happening on February the 28th from noon to 4. You come down, you sample a bunch of different chilies from a lot of different participating locations, and then also you will be able to see we have ice carvers. So there will be
yes
out there. Yes.
Yes, I've seen them before when they were downtown at Monument Square.
Yes.
But they also do them on all the corners all around the streets, too.
Exactly. So you will be able to walk around, of course, sample your chili, but also get to see these artists create out of a block of ice a wonderful, beautiful, creative sculpture. So that's fun to come on down and check that out.
I interviewed one of them. I said, what if, you know, they were doing these things with arms. I said, what if you make a mistake and something breaks off? He says, well, then we make something new out of it.
There you go. They are creative. They can, you know, act on the spot. And so it's really great to come down and actually see them literally form this block of ice into something really beautiful.
Well, I love chili. Now, my wife eats vegetarian chili, which I'm not a vegetarian chili person, and I don't know how she eats it, but she does. She loves it, makes it herself. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to have some kind of meat in there.
So you will love this.
And I want it hot. Not hot where I need to call an ambulance.
Right, you don't want to burn your tongue, but listen, let me tell you, this chili ice walk, the chili that it's actually being presented. You have all kinds. You do have the vegetarian chili out there, but then there's also ones with meat just for you, Don.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We love to please.
So my son, for Christmas, got me this array of hot sauces. Now, I like the fire sauce from Taco Bell. Not even the Diablo from, that's the hottest one from Taco Bell. The fire sauce is good. Mm-hmm. He brought me these. These are like ghost pepper type ones where you know, you got to have a nurse standing by.
Right.
I don't think I can use that. It's so hot. What am I going to do with that? Burn my gizzards out?
Yeah, I think you would. But no, this chili, there's so many different flavors that you will actually be allowed to sample. So this event, get you a little hot stuff, some chili in you. Go outside and see a nice little ice sculpture being made.
So we, at the Racine Library once, they had a hot sauce tasting. Not a contest, just a hot sauce tasting. And we had about 12, 15 people there, whatever. And they had 10 hot sauces, but they were covered, so you didn't know what you were using. And they had chips. And the first few were fine. You know, then we got to number 9. And I took a chip full, and I said, I got to put the fire out. I got to put the fire out. I got to go to the doctor. I got to put the fire out. I was burning. I was banging against the wall.
What did you use? I hear milk. Is that right?
They had a pitcher of milk there. Yes. It still didn't put the fire out. And there was one other guy, too. He just couldn't deal with it because we took a big heaping thing of it. It turns out when they told us what they were, that hot sauce was cooking hot sauce. You're supposed to use a drip. In your one little drip. And I took a whole spoonful of it with the chip, and I couldn't put the fire out. It's funny how you never forget what number it was.
Number 9.
And it was a cooking one, but they didn't realize it. And but there were a whole bunch of people. It didn't bother them, but they just took a dip of it. I took a whole scoop. Because up till then, it was fine. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the chili ice walk. Then March, famous for St. Patrick's Day and St. Patty's Pub Crawl. It's coming up on the 7th.
Yes. So listen, so come on out Saturday, March 7th, 3 p.m. to midnight. 3 p.m. to midnight, you guys. So again, that's going to be another good one if you are one who loves to try different Irish-themed drinks. Come on out to that one. You will be shuttled around on that one as well, too. So don't worry about how the weather is outside. We have your back. We will shuttle you around to all the different participating locations for this one as well. So wear all of your best green. And I love this event because I love the way when people come out, they'll have all of the different green outfits on. They'll have lights. They'll have the little flashing glasses. It's a really fun time and really fun event. I love this one.
Then 1 week later, it's the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
So listen, so applications for that will be going out and open, I should say, starting the beginning of February. So please, if you are an organization that would like to participate in our St. Patrick's Day Parade happening March 14th, please look forward to that. And you can find those applications starting the beginning of February on our website.
This was in the St. Patrick's Day Parade years ago. It says 2010 here. Yeah, well, March 13th, 2010. This is my beagle. We were in the, we had the van for WRJN.
Oh, how cute, Don.
And he's wearing those things. Well, there he is in the back of the van getting ready.
Darling.
No, I am sure he said, get this off my head.
I'm sure he did, but he looks very, very, very cute. There.
And he was in all the parades we were in, and he was in for 4th of July parade. We had him in a, those 4th of July, the Uncle Sam hats.
Mm-hmm.
In one parade, we actually had him in a green derby for the parade. And I got to say something. This dog went along with it. He was a good sport. He went along with it. And
he looks really nice on there.
Yeah, there he is getting ready. My wife was holding
him. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure this was like, get me out of this.
I'm sure he probably was saying that in his head, but he really looks nice on there.
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yes.
And then you get in front of Ivanhoe's, they chuck up the whole street.
Yeah. Well,
and it's like that for about a month after St. Patrick's Day. That's good, though.
It is.
That's coming up March 14th.
Yes, it's coming up really quick, I'm telling you. So any organization, like I said, who wants to come on down and participate in this parade, applications are going to be opening the beginning of February.
It's 2 months from yesterday.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm telling you, 2026 is moving.
Yolanda Coleman is joining us this morning. She's an event manager for the Downtown Racine Corporation. Those are the people that put on all these great events in Downtown Racine. By the way, I got to say, Christmas Downtown Racine was like a postcard. You get those nice wreaths, which are on all the light posts, all lit up. You had that beautiful Christmas tree, which is gone already. You had the Christmas tree set up. The nativity scene was down. It's just like, it's like a postcard, because I have to travel coming and going every morning. And when I travel like 5:15 in the morning going through downtown, it was really nice. You know, it's really bleak and everything when you're traveling at 5 in the morning. It's dark outside, but it was nice going through downtown.
It's beautiful to actually be able to see all the lights and everything lit up downtown.
Yeah, I loved it.
You guys did a good job. We have a beautiful downtown.
You guys do a great job. Where is you? Where are you located now? Do you move around downtown, the DRC office?
Nope, the DRC office is still at 425 Main Street, downtown.
Okay. All right. Maybe my eyes are getting old.
That's okay.
I got old eyes. Okay. All right, we left off at St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up on the 14th. Yes. The big St. Patty's Day parade. Always love that. Then you got April, the candy hop. All right, now we're talking. I don't eat candy anymore, but because I just lost 22 pounds and candy doesn't really fit into my diet.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Got rid of candy, little Debbie cakes and all that stuff. And
all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The candy hop, April 4th. What is that?
So the candy hop is for those little kiddos of ours, right? We have to love them. So that's happening April 4th, like you said, Don. And it's just basically bringing, you know, the young ones and young at heart, come on down to actually fill your bags up with wonderful candy. So
that's because Easter's coming up.
Yeah, Easter. Yeah, so hop on down. Come. We love to see the little kiddos in their costumes, too. That's always a plus. So put your ears on, your bunny ears on, and hop on down to Downtown Racine on April the 4th for the candy hop. Get all the good candy. I tell you, we give out a lot of candy. Lot of candy.
Then a poll, they said, is the Easter Bunny a male or a female?
Hmm.
And the poll was kind of split evenly, but wasn't it Peter Cottontail who's the Easter Bunny? Isn't he Peter? I mean, how could you not know?
Right. Peter.
Peter Cottontail. Wasn't he the Easter Bunny? Peter Cottontail?
I'm going to say he was.
I don't know. I don't think it's important.
Exactly.
All right. April 11th, Soup and Steins. This is exactly what it sounds like. Soups all over, different kind of soups, and you get it in a stein, right?
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
So you get a stein. So we love to give away things during our events. So soup and stein. So soup, you got to, of course, come out and actually sample over probably 20-plus different soups, okay? So, again, we want you to come hungry. We're going to feed you, plus give you some really good beer. So definitely come on out for that one, Saturday, April the 11th. Soup and Steins, a bunch of different soups, and you can actually receive a nice little stein to take home with you.
I love beer cheese soup.
Beer cheese soup.
I love
that. I'm going to say, okay, I have not had the opportunity.
You've never had that?
I have not.
Well, you're from Chicago.
I am.
The beer cheese soup I love. My wife makes matzo ball soup, and it is. We have friends come over for matzo ball soup. It is so delicious, and I love soup of all kind, but that one is really good. But beer cheese, we've never had beer cheese soup.
I have not.
Man,
I'm gonna have to come and get it from.
If you're on a diet, you don't want it. But if you're not on a diet, it's fine.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have to. You take beer. Me for your word.
All right, we're already in May. Hopefully by May, the cold weather will be gone. All the snow and ice will be gone because First Fridays kicks in on May 1st.
May 1st. So First Friday is a event where we do every single First Friday of the month. There's a different theme, and we're kicking it off with, of course, the Creative Crawl. And so that's just a wonderful way of giving the artists of Racine, a way for them to show their creative.
I love First Fridays. I get to see people who owe me money all the time, And
really? Do they pay you at that time?
I'm going down there. Oh, there's Dave. He owes me money. Oh, look, there's another guy. He owes me a couple of bucks. Let's go.
Okay, it's so on first Friday is Don's pay week.
And then there's those people you owe money to. You don't want
them to see you.
But you always get to find those people. That's nice. That's first Fridays. And you say, well, what other days does it happen? Happens on the first Friday of each month.
It happens every single first Friday of every single month. And there is a different theme on every single month. So Creative Crawl is the first one. And I believe we'll be talking about the next one when we get to June.
Okay. And when you go in, like on one of the first Fridays, we went into the RAM. They let you in free on first Fridays. And I was never in the RAM before, the Racine Art Museum. It's really good to walk through there, and you should make a point of it. It was very good.
It is wonderful. And also, I want to say one other thing for First Fridays is that the stores stay open late. They stay open until 9 p.m., and a lot of the stores have wonderful sales. So that's another reason to come on down.
That's past my bedtime.
Oh, no.
9 o'clock.
No, you're too young to have a bedtime at 9.
I got
to
get up at 4. What are you talking about?
And?
What are you talking about?
You'll be okay.
Wine walk. You have two wine walks coming up in May, the 9th and the 16th. What's that?
Yes. So the wine walk, one of, I would say, my favorite event. And so that's where you come out, you get your friends, bring your family, your loved ones, your best friend. You guys come on together as a group. We love to see you come out in your wine t-shirts with all the wonderful sayings. But that's where you come, over 30 plus wine participating locations, and you get to sample 30 different wonderful wines, from your red to your white to your dry to your sweet. You get an opportunity to walk downtown with your best bud and enjoy some wonderful wine.
And finally, wrapping up May on the 29th, the Spring Feast on the Streets. What is that? Is that a new one?
That is a new one. Okay. We started that one last year, and it was awesome. So Feast on the Streets. So that is, if you're a foodie, if you love food, that is the one for you, happening May 29th. And I believe it's going to also be in the fall as well. So we have two of those. We have one in the spring and one in the fall as well.
Just looking ahead here on the schedule, you got the Haymarket, you've got the mini golf pub crawl, you get the Lighthouse Run.
Don, we have a lot.
Yeah, look at this here. 4th of July parade, one of the biggest in the Midwest.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's like 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours?
It is. By the time they start with the sirens and the pre-parade until they get to the end. Yeah, so that's the 4th of July parade's on the list here. Fish Fest, Salmonorama is going to be there. We call that Fish Fest.
We have Salmonorama. A lot. For everyone.
Wait a second. I'm still looking ahead here.
Oh, I know, because it's a lot.
Riverfest and the Cardboard Boat Race. I remember that. That's good. Saturday Sounds Music on the Monument. Wow, we got a ton of stuff here. And we all come down to Christmas time, the Kris Kringle Tour. Yes. Back where we started.
Back
right here
at
Christmas.
Back where we started. Christmas
well, this
time.
Is great. Now, if somebody wants to see this list, the actual one I'm looking at, go to the website, which is
RacineDowntown.com.
You can say Racine or Racine?
Racine?
You can say any way you want. I don't know if I'm right.
I'm going to say both. RacineDowntown.com.
Okay.
And Racine. Or Racine.
Racine. Racine. And it's right there on the page. Just right click there. The events. You'll see a little thing that says events.
Exactly. On the events tab.
And I ran this on my boss's printer this morning and used up a half a ton of ink.
Oh, goodness.
Just to get this. Well, thank you for coming in this morning.
Don, thank you so very much for having me. And again, I just want to say before I leave, if you do not have anything to do, look at RacineDowntown.com under the events tab. And let me tell you, we have a lot of events for you to come on down.
Even if you do have something to do. Cancel it.
Cancel it and come on downtown.
My daughter's getting married. Cancel it. We got the pub crawl that day. But it's my kids' graduate. Forget about it. We got the candy
That's
walk.
Right.
Forget about
That's
this
right.
stuff.
Bring the kiddos down because it's a lot of fun.
Right, but my kids graduating college. Forget about the graduation.
About I'm going to get a t-shirt that says forget about it.
Forget about it. Just come downtown.
Exactly.
Forget about all that stuff. You can always do it some other time. Thank you, Yolanda. Very good.
Thank you, Don. Yolanda, I appreciate it.
Yolanda Coleman, Events Manager for the Downtown Racine Corporation. If you missed any of this chit-chat we had, you can go on our podcast. You can check it out there. It'll be on there by sometime late afternoon, early evening at WRJN.com, civicmedia.us. Also, the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Just search Don Rosen Show, and you'll hear, and you can hear Yolanda over and over and over again tonight. Thank you very much, Yolanda.
Thank you, Don, so very much.
It was nice having you.